After two public meetings this week, the Arizona Independent Redistricting Commission now has template maps for how the new congressional and legislative lines might look for the next decade. Early reactions show the Navajo Nation and Native American voters more broadly might have less say in who represents them, which could be problematic as the line drawing continues to unfold. These maps are still preliminary, will likely go through further modifications. With us now to explain what this means and the highly politicized topic of redistricting is Jeremy Duda of the Arizona Mirror. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, good morning.
So where exactly are we? We mentioned that the maps are preliminary, but it sounds like they're maybe moving in the direction of being more final.
Yeah, we are in a very early stage of the actual map drawing. I know it seems like the commission has been, the redistricting commission has been at work for a long time and have been around for a long time, but they've finally, because of delays in the census, finally just now getting around to drawing the maps. And on Monday and Tuesday, what they did is they made their first changes to what's called the grid map, which is just kind of an arbitrary starting point. You have a bunch of districts based only on equal population, not accounting for any other factors. And so this week, what they did is they finally, for the first time, made some changes to that based on what they'd like these final maps to ultimately look like. But we're very early in the process.
All right. So taking these very early maps and taking that caveat, what do the congressional lines look like and what might that mean for the partisan makeup of the congressional delegation from Arizona come next year?
Well, we've seen them going in a couple of interesting directions on some of the congressional districts. There's been very little, hasn't been that much attention on the Phoenix area, but down in Tucson, there's been talking of Raul Grijalva's district has to remain as a majority minority district to comply with the Voting Rights Act, but they don't want that to go up into the Phoenix area the way it does now. So that's likely, it looks like, to take in the half of that's currently outside of the district and maybe taken more of central Tucson, Democratic areas of central Tucson. The other Tucson district is likely to go north into the Oro Valley, Marana, Saddlebrook, that area, very conservative areas. So that district, which is currently, you know, probably the most competitive in the state, is likely to get more Republican leaning. Then on the northern end of the state, you have the first congressional district or the second district under the current map, under the grid map they're looking at. They don't want that to go so far south. And so what they're looking to do is probably take in some other areas in the adjoining areas in the north. Where that might be a problem for some of the commissioners is that will make that district less competitive, more Republican leaning. And that is important because that's where the bulk of Arizona's tribes are, especially the Navajo, the largest tribe, who traditionally have a lot of say in who gets elected in that district because of how competitive it is. And if it becomes less competitive, that is going to be a problem for, likely for the Navajo Nation. One of the five commissioners, Derek Watchman, one of the Democrats, is a member of the Navajo Nation. The other Democrat, Shereen Lerner, wants that to remain as competitive as possible, but because of how the population, equal population requirements, and because all the areas kind of bordering it are pretty conservative, that might be pretty difficult to accomplish this time around.
Jeremy, let me ask the inevitable political question. We know that the last IRC chair was actually kicked off for a while by then Governor Jan Brewer, and now we're hearing the current chair, Erica Newberg, who is supposed to be the independent, now she's being called biased. And you know, we're not surprised in the sense that both parties are really fighting hard for this, but does this seem any more political to you than the other couple of go-arounds? Because both parties have a lot to gain, a lot to lose here.
Well, it remains to be seen exactly where kind of the partisan lean is going to be. 10 years ago, obviously, the chairwoman leaned very strongly toward the Democrats, and that really riled up the Republicans. This time, the Democrats certainly at least feel like they're going to be on the losing end of this and have been kind of sounding the alarms for much of the year. That remains to be seen. I think what we've seen over the past couple of days from Erica Newberg, the chairwoman, that I think kind of caught some of us by surprise was a strong emphasis on wanting competitive districts, which is always the Democratic rallying cry because they're in the minority in this state. And so more Democratic districts means more opportunities for Democrats to get elected to the legislature and Congress. And the Arizona Constitution has six criteria for redistricting. Competitiveness is the only one that's conditional. It says only if it doesn't hurt the other criteria. And the way that Erica Newberg is kind of approaching this, she's saying, well, there are communities of interest, which is one of the other criteria, that are going to be disenfranchised if they're not in competitive districts. No one's going to pay attention to them if those districts aren't competitive and they don't have a voice. And so she's kind of going at it from that angle, saying, well, the legislative districts traditionally are more extreme than the congressional districts, is how she put it. And because of that, she's putting a strong emphasis on more competitive districts, which is, I think, very interesting and potentially a big kind of flashpoint for the commission as they move forward.
Yeah, that is interesting. All right. Certainly lots more to keep our eyes on here as this process unfolds. That's Jeremy Duda with the Arizona Mirror. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks for having me.